Chapter 19. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. For a man to be without knowledge, it is not good, and he who is impetuous sins. The foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he who pours out lies shall not escape. Many will beg the favor of a ruler, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor man hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, yet they are nowhere to be found. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and one speaking lies shall perish. Living in luxury is not becoming for a fool, much less for a slave to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man puts off his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is calamity to his father, and a contentious wife is a never-ending dripping. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness throws one into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his own soul. He who is careless in his ways shall die. He who has pity upon the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward his good deed to him. Chasten your son while there is hope, but do not set your heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if you deliver him, you must do it again. Hear advice and receive instruction, so that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many purposes in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tends to life, and the one who has it shall dwell satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A lazy one puts his hand in a dish, and he will not raise it to his mouth again. Strike a scorner, and the simple will beware. Reprove one who has understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who assaults his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. My son, when you cease to hear instruction, you only go astray from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the backs of fools.